think I heard you say that the negative thought, unpleasant thought can come up, and the noble being doesn't want it but doesn't act upon it. But would that be a tanha situation? Would that be a craving, you know, a mild form of craving, not wanting the thought?
Well, it's not a matter of not wanting. It's just the mind relates to it with complete clarity. There's absolutely no doubt this is a mental formation. I don't want to, quote-unquote, put myself into the shoes of an arahant, but there's nothing there in the mind of an arahant that could make that convincing or could be acted upon. There's no possibility of moving towards it. There's a couple of suttas I like to quote where the Buddha was talking about the nature of an arahant to two different wanderers from different groups. They're asking about the nature of his disciples, and the Buddha's talking about what's natural for an arahant. So he said, yeah, an arahant cannot deliberately take the life of another living being. The hand cannot move to destroy the life of an insect. Their tongue cannot tell a lie. It's like they're not restraining themselves, it's just it can't go there. There's nothing there that is fueling that. And so it's a, I wouldn't say it's like not wanting, because there's nothing that's pulling the mind to identify with it. It's just there's a kind of natural obviousness of why would that be picked up? Why would that be acted on? It's there. That's an angry feeling, say. But just like a storm cloud blowing through, it's like, well, why would you claim it or do anything with it or think it's yours? Or there's nothing there that would make it me or mine. So I wouldn't say it's to do with tanha. Cravings can arise that, again, are not given a place to land, just like anger or fear or so on. But I wouldn't say that that non-engagement or Lumbo Dun saying I don't accept it or I don't receive it, I think it's more substantial than that. It's just, would you ever think, oh, I own that wind, that sunbeam belongs to me? No, it just doesn't make any sense. So in that same kind of obviousness and simplicity, I would say that the mind of great beings like Lumbo Cha, Lumbo Dun, is that kind of spaciousness. There's nothing whereby there would give that any substance or fuel. The nose is completely empty and not who and what they are.
Thank you for clarifying the wanting part.